This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette says Federal Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. is circumventing congressional authority and putting culture wars over science. The Denver Democrat was responding to a Trump administration announcement last week of a major restructuring of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She says it will cut 20,000 full-time jobs, including here in Colorado.
We will lose research money, we'll lose continuity, we will lose jobs of people who are on the cutting edge.
DeGette leads the Democrats on the Health Subcommittee. They've called for a meeting with Kennedy. She says he has not responded to that request. Meanwhile, doctors want Coloradans to be vigilant about colon cancer. In 2023, 20% of diagnoses were in patients under age 55, according to the American Cancer Society. People born between 1981 and 1995 now face twice the risk of developing this deadly disease. Dr. Jesus Hermosillo is an oncology physician with Kaiser Permanente.
But the important thing also is that this can be completely without symptoms, you know, and the only way to really reduce the risk is to get a colonoscopy before you get symptoms.
Experts advise regular exercise and limiting the consumption of ultra-processed foods, alcohol, and sugar. That can help reduce, though not eliminate, your risk of developing colorectal cancer. Less than 15% of all ballots in Colorado Springs that went out for this year's municipal election have been returned as of early this morning. There is no in-person voting. The last time these council seats were available on the ballot, overall turnout was about 27%. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.